long-forgotten love affair.
Margo. Signed, Jeff. She's with him now. Jeff Spencer's his name.
Joining us are two of your television favorites, Richard Long and Julie Adams.
But you've got no business coming here.
We've got to get this thing settled, the three of us.
Oh, I thought we did settle it.
You did, but it worries me. Where's your husband?
He's out for the evening.
Well, I came to talk to him. I don't think we should hide anything from him.
Jeff.
What'd he be doing in a trap like this?
I just told you.
Yeah, I know.
One small bulging briefcase. But what a neat character. The way he wiped everything so clean.
Kooky, our hero.
Hero is the word, man.
I am going to buy you the biggest...
Say it, Dad.
...malted milk in town.
Who gets to blow the wrapper off the straw?
I hired the killer. Why would they let him in?
Well, they didn't. You did.
No, Mr. Bailey, I'm afraid your story won't hold water.
Well, it's worth a try, isn't it? After all, they can't send you to the gas chamber for a murder that didn't come off.
Hello? 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 Oh.
For compelling excitement, don't miss The Fifth Stair.
'77 Sunset Strip. A street that wears a fancy label. It's glorified in song and fable. The most exciting people pass you by, including a private eye. 77 Sunset Strip. You meet the highbrow and the hipster, the starlet and the phony tipster. You find most every kind of gal and guy, including a private eye. 77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip.
See your 50. Raise 100.
You know, Algy, if I had your luck, I'd own this territory.
Luck? That's skill. Your skill.
Good evening, gentlemen. And you, Mr. Elgree.
What's this?
It's a paper you're going to sign.
I am?
You are. We have two other papers. Sworn statements from the leader of your Chicago boys and your Mr. Hogan here.
I'm not going to the pen for you or anybody else. What did you tell them?
Everything.
What do you want from me?
It's right there. An agreement to pay all damages for the Brasada spur plus punitive damages of $50,000.
I won't do it.
Speaking as your attorney, I strongly advise you to sign it.
He's got no evidence. It'll hold up in court. They beat that confession out of Hogan. Look at him.
It's always wise to know when you've been beaten. And we have been. And I don't want it proved in the papers or in the courts. Sign it.
Bell, his confession is worthless.
Sign it. Just trying to avoid public embarrassment. Your money's waiting for you at the desk.
I seem to remember mentioning this before, but have you ever been to New Orleans during Mardi Gras?
Have you ever been in a good, steady job? You've proved that you do just fine in business.
I couldn't stand the excitement. Now you take a nice, quiet saloon.
Goodbye, Colonel Maverick.
Here in the town of Hallelujah, which is building its first gallows.
Hey, Maverick, how much do you weigh?
98 pounds.
Look out, Cliff! He's a lawman!
It's a story with action and excitement. But it's also a story about human frailty.
I won't go along.
But, Ollie, there's $35,000 in it.
It's a lot of money.
Sheriff Chick Tucker and Coroner Oliver Poole are both human and frail.
Ollie, $35,000.
Their frailty being greed.
A lot of money.
You'll enjoy Ray Teal and Jane Avella as they fumble their way into a situation that is both suspenseful and funny. Whitney Blake plays the elusive and mysterious Molly Sharp, also known as Mrs. Clifford, and also known as Mrs. Brett Maverick.
My name is Richard, Brad Richard.
How do you do?
I'm going all the way to El Paso. How far are you going?
Not that far.
Maverick. See you then.
Who would the tall, dark stranger there. Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where. Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game. Smooth as a hand, alone a gun. Maverick is the name. Wild as the wind in Oregon. Blowing up a canyon. Easier to tame. Riverboat, ring your bell. Fairly well, Annabelle. Luck is the lady that he loves the best. Now to New Orleans, living on Jackson, Queens. Maverick is the legend of the West. Riverboat, ring your bell. Fairly well, Annabelle. Luck is the lady that he loves the best. Now to New Orleans, living on Jackson, Queens. Maverick is a legend of the West. Maverick is a legend of the West.
Guys, have a nice time. No, I don't care. I don't care. Unless I care, it's better for me. I watch on television. In case it rains, I'm in the house. I can make my own sandwich. It's cheaper. Yeah, sure, you can take along a sandwich, sure. But, I mean, you know, you can't take off your pants or anything. No, I know. I I'm mad. How can I be mad at you? I'm not mad. I mean, you're my best buddy. The only thing is, you know, if a guy has, you know, four tickets to a game, you know, and you see a guy a lot, it's just, you know. And so I'm not criticizing because I don't care, but if I had four tickets to a game and I would see a guy, you know, practically every single day and you have, you know, coffee, just the only thing is, you know, it stinks. Hang on, man. Listen, say hello to your mother. Listen, what I'll do, I'll call you. Hey, listen, how come you never call me? Well, how come I always call you? Okay, listen, this time you call me, okay? Okay, if you don't, I'll call you, okay? I'm not mad, Davey. The only thing is, maybe like next time, if you have like five tickets, then maybe we'll get together, okay? Okay. And what I'll do, I'll see you. Goodbye, Davey.
Good look at your husband. I mean, not right now. You'll find him over there on the sofa behind that bottle of beer. Now, pull the sports section back off his face and look at him. There he is, bless his heart. Unassuming, uncomplaining, undressed. And unconscious. Now, another sore spot is the way our American men are always being compared to the men in Europe. But it's ridiculous to compare American and European men. I mean, after all, girls, who would you rather have as your life's companion? Hand-kissing, smooth-talking, romantic European fella that looks like this? Or a happy, cheerful, smiling American that looks like this.
Smoke gets in your eyes. to Big Jeff. The thousands of fine dealers who sell and service the 1959 Mercury, the car that's planned for people, and the 1959 Edsel, have brought you the Ed Sullivan Show. Julia Mead's gone by Harvey Van.
Really nothing to it. With a snap of your fingers, you can do it. If you want to see me at the bottom of the sea, you can. Just like that. I'll get soggy down here, so I'll just disappear. I can. Just like that. I make the Mona Lisa look sour. Give the Sphinx a happy face. But why not use this magic power to bring Shirley Temple out of space?
If I want to fly with a cloud in the sky, I can. Just like that. I can linger a while on a tropical isle. I can. Just like that. If I want a top performer, I can bring her out on the stage. So to make the climate fair and warmer, how about a look at Janice Payne? Well, now what do you think? If I want me a mink, it's mine. Just like that. And if I get a yen to dance around with some men, I can. Just like that. For the best of Broadway singers, here's a guy who's easy to take. He's right on the tip of your fingers. Snap him and you've got Alfred Drake.
I have such simple needs, just some bangles and beads. When worn, just like that. For the curious male, I can take off her veil. I can, just like that. As you see, it's very simple. I hope you're quite impressed. Now let's go back to Shirley Temple. I'm sure she has another special guest.
This trick never fails. If you want fairy tales, they're yours. Just like that. If I gave them a hint, they'd step right out of print. Each one. Just like that. With Gloria Creaser as beauty and a beast to make her wince, I think it's only my duty to make Charlie Davis her prince.
If you want a duet like they sing at the Met, oh, like that.
Bee makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do.
Barney Google, with his googly eyes.
A date on the second floor.
Who's that little chatterbox? It's little orphan Annie.
Hi, Daddy Warbucks.
Hello there, Janice. What are you doing here?
I heard that Annie was getting married.
Oh, it's off again. For the sixth time this year, she's called off her engagement. I'm going broke paying the rental on this tuxedo.
Gee, I can believe that. Can you tell me why Annie isn't getting married?
I'll tell you why. I want no Tillys, Mac. No smiling Jack. Though each is a very fine laddie. I have no eyes for comic strip guys. Because my heart belongs to Daddy.
You'd be so great as Tarzan's mate. Just swinging right onto the patio.
I can't see me at home in a tree when my heart belongs to Daddy-o.
I will always be here handy, like your gloves, your purse, or your scarf.
Just you and me and Sandy.
Arf, arf, arf. Arf, arf, arf. Arf, arf, arf.
Yes!
But let me tell you, Annie, there is one thing that you have to know. Though your heart belongs to Daddy, either you or that mutt's got to go.
Leaping lizards of family squabble. They'll hear from Mary Worth in the morning. I know that things will turn out right, so let's go up another flight and visit Buster Brown.
Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly.
Hey, Buster, let's go up and visit your cousin, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown, that Charlie Brown. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me? Why is everybody always picking on me? Why is everybody always picking on him?
Would you believe it? I have a cold. Mandrake? Mandrake?
I'm here.
Oh! What took you so long?
What do you think I am, Houdini?
How are tricks?
Tricks are fine. Abracadabra.
Oh.
It's some, magic.
Some flowers.
Presto changeo.
La 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 la.
It's magic.
A handkerchief?
And eccoti. Alakazam.
A white rabbit. The perfect gift for the girl who has everything. These things are all real nice, but when do we get to the mink or the diamonds? You know, they're friendly.
You have but to ask. Presto!
Maybe you have an extra one? I'm always losing things.
Just one to a customer.
Aww.
See you next Sunday.
Oh, well. As magician's assistants always say, alley-oop! Alley-oop? Any of you kids seen alley-oop? Have you ever felt a gentle touch? a touch too much. And then, find it's only your imagination again. Oh, well.
Imagination brings faces from all the craziest places, and out of nowhere you'll find things happen to you. But yet I can't imagine the dream coming
over once or twice.